Mr. Chairperson, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, warm greetings and namaste, all of you. It is my great pleasure to attend 39th session of FAO conference. At the outset of this conference, allow me to congratulate Mr. Jose Gregenio da Silva for your re-election as the Director General of FAO. I wish you all the best for another successful tenure. At FAO, I am very eager to work closely in collaboration for agricultural development, including Zero Hunger Challenge. Mr. Chairperson, we are here to review the state of food and agriculture and its role in breaking the cycle of rural poverty by strengthening rural resilience. In this context, I would like to draw your attention toward the recent earthquake that hit Nepal on 25th April 2015, followed by a series of aftershocks that have devastating impact on the life of its citizen and economic of the country. It has had several humanitarian implications in terms of food and nutrition security, shelter, health and sanitation, livelihoods, access to markets and other services. Nepal is struggling to restore to its normally, and at this moment I would like to recall and appreciate all the generous support provided by the international community. Mr. Chairperson, Nepal has been able to make remarkable success in achieving the Millennium Development Goal, MDG-1. We are grateful for receiving the award on behalf of the people of my country and myself. I express sincere gratitude to all the development partners and the international community for your assistance in achieving the goal and to improving food security situation in Nepal. Nepal has continued its commitment to reduce rural poverty and hunger and has been mainstreaming food-based nutrition approach in agriculture program planning. Zero hunger approach in agriculture program planning. Zero hunger challenge is one of such initiatives. Several programs to strengthen rural resilience among farmers through various social protection measures and sustainable agriculture development are also in place. However, with the recent natural calamity in Nepal, there now remain a huge challenge to retain its achievement of reducing poverty and hunger, to develop resilience and to regain the confidence among the farmers in agriculture. It also poses challenge to achieve the target of graduating from least developing country to developing country by 2022. For Nepal, agriculture is still remain major sector for overall economic development, for reducing poverty and hunger, and for ensuring environmental sustainability. We therefore need to significantly invest in the sector so that thousands of farmers who are dependent on agriculture become more productive, empowered and resilient, and the economy of the country bounce back. Despite the huge loss, Nepal is still very optimistic to transforming this moment of crisis into the opportunity of building the nation. The support made by the international community was remarkable during the first stage of the disaster, supplying rescue and the relief. I believe we will have similar enthusiastic support during rehabilitation and reconstruction period as well. I would therefore take this opportunity to request the development partners and international community for your generous support and collaboration through government mechanism to reduce overlapping and duplication and to increase coverage and efficiency. Finally, I extend best wishes for the successful completion of this conference. I thank you all for your kind attention. Thank you.